This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer in New Orleans, on the wide, muddy Mississippi. Rivers are a kind of natural and historical bloodstream in American culture and music. They're sources of life for water and baptizing, and death by floods and drownings. Rivers are lazy and romantic, dangerous and polluted. We'll hear about rivers from Johnny Cash and Bruce Springsteen, Reverend Al Green, and Sippy Wallace. We'll visit the fresh, cold headwaters of the Mississippi in Minnesota and ride in the hot engine room of a steamboat on the Ohio. The Green River flows west of the Continental Divide, but songwriter John Fogerty saw it on a syrup bottle label. Creedence Clearwater's Green River on American Roots. Let's journey to the Mississippi headwaters at Lake Itasca in Clearwater County, Minnesota. The Ojibwe people first named this lake after the elk hereabouts, but then in 1832, Native American researcher Henry Schoolcraft renamed it Lake Itasca after his expedition to the region to find what he called the true head of the Mississippi. Okay, we're here at the gateway to Itasca State Park, getting ready to go see those Mississippi headwaters. Let's see what we find out. What is it that brings you to the park?
Well, we just like it here. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's the first time we've come in the spring, so we don't know what to expect. We've never been here in the spring.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you ever go to the headwaters and walk across?
Well, that's a tradition. You know, you got to do that every year.
So what do you think the appeal is of these headwaters? What is it that draws people to them?
It's, you know, the beginning of a major river, Mississippi, obviously. And where I'm originally from is almost at the mouth of the Eunice is the name of the
Eunice,
town.
Louisiana?
Yeah.
Et tu parles français?
Tibrin.
And Tibrin? Tu es Acadien, huh?
That's right.
Oh, I'll be darned. Well, I work out of New Orleans on public radio. What the heck are you doing up here?
She brought me here.
She did?
Well, she kept me here, I should say. Air Force brought me here, Grand Forks, North Dakota, and she kept me here.
What's the difference between the beginning and the end here? What are the differences you see or smell?
Smells a lot better up here than it does all the way down at the mouth.
It probably doesn't smell here.
The water doesn't, no.
No.
You know, you get all the way down to the mouth, of course, it's picked up silt and it looks muddy.
Well, I mean, it's no muddier than a cup of coffee.
Cajun coffee, maybe.
Café au lait.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You bet.
How you doing? What brings you all up here?
We live 45 miles south of here, and This is one of my favorite parks to come to, and my mom hadn't visited here before.
What do you think of the headwaters of the Mississippi?
It's pretty good. Well, I used to live at Dresbach, Minnesota, right next to the Mississippi, so now I see the beginning of it up here.
It's a lot deeper and wider down there.
Yeah, it was right out our front door.
How's it look to you here?
It's pretty nice, yeah.
The river flows, it flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow, let your waters wash down. Take me from this road to some other town.
So is that your dad?
Yes.
So your dad and your grandma. What do you think of this thing, man?
It's interesting to be looking at something that'll end up in New Orleans. You know, I can touch it, and I don't know how long it takes to get there, but, like, the same thing I touched will be there.
You know, a lot of Minnesotans come to Louisiana. We came the other way.
Should have brought some of that water with you. Put it back. Start all the way back down again.
I don't want to start the muddying up early. I'm going to walk over here on the log bridge, maybe try and swim a little bit. Water's cold. Woo! Yeah, I'm going to cross over. It's about 20 feet here.
All right. Yeah.
Crossing the Mississippi.
And here we are. Inauspicious beginning, beautiful stream by a lake. But you know, everything has to begin somewhere. So we're here at the beginning of the Mississippi. For American roots.
Wade in the water, wade in the water, go down, wade in the water,
chill and
wade in the water and be baptized. Don't wade.
Rivers can be metaphors for cleansing of sin. They're used for baptisms. To wade in the water and be blessed has especially been important in African-American churches by southern rivers and streams. A river baptism with preachers and their flock in white robes or Sunday clothes dunking in the water is an image captured in the words sung by the Empire Jubilee Quartet in 1929.
Wade in the water and be baptized, Lord, wade in the water. Wade in the water, go down, wade in the water. Wade in the water and be baptized.
The idea of laying your earthly sword and shield down by the riverside is equally powerful for white southern congregations. These are the Tennessee Mountain Singers seeking spiritual purification at the river.
Cleveland, even now I can remember.
of the Cuyahoga River goes smoking through my dreams. Burn on, big river, burn on. Burn on, big river, burn on. Now the Lord can make you tumble, the Lord can make you turn, the Lord can make you overflow, but the Lord can't make you burn. Burn on, big river, burn on. Burn on, big river, burn on.
Sippy Wallace, the Flood Blues in 1927, with a four-piece jazz band including Louis Armstrong on cornet. That was a year of dangerous flooding, especially on the lower Mississippi and near New Orleans, where the levee had to be dynamited to protect the city. Sippy Wallace co-wrote the song with her brother George. Before that, the danger not of a river flooding, but ironically burning, Randy Newman's Burn On about Ohio's Cuyahoga River. Coming up, the Mississippi River as a character in an epic tale of love gone downstream. But first, the brother duet, Alton and Rabin Delmore, who grew up along the Tennessee River in North Alabama. They played on the Grand Ole Opry and are here in 1933. I got the Big River Blues on American Roots.
Let it rain, let it pour, let it it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I've got the big river blues. Let it rise, let it fall, let the waves make a wall, 'cause I've got the big river blues. I'm gonna sail if it will float, 'cause I've got the big river blue. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals, times are better there, I'm told, and I've got the big river blue. She looks like a waterfowl, and I've got the big river blue. There's no one to cry for me, the fishes have a grand old spree, when I get the big river blue. I'll go down, don't you see, 'cause I've got the big river blue. Now I'm gonna say goodbye, and if I sing, let me die, 'cause I've got the big river blue.
Weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. Said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough, dump my blues down in a gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me. Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, 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 and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
live in a river town. It's pretty little, it's high on the sides, and it sinks in the middle. If it rains too much, the river comes down, fills up the little spots. Mexico, down by the Mexico. Get down, river, river, get down, won't you get down, river, river, get down, once again you have messed up this old town. So get down, river, get down. Just hope for the best, mop up the rest. Get down, river, river, get down, won't you get down, river, river, get down. Once again you have messed up this old town. So get down, river, get down, yeah, get down, river, get down, don't get down.
The Bottle Rockets, a St. Louis band, recorded that flood song in 1995 above the High Point Bar downriver in Festus, Missouri. As the name attests, the bar did not flood. And Big River from Johnny Cash, recorded 1957 in Memphis at Sun Records, produced by cowboy Jack Clement. We'll be back with River Tales and On Board a Steamboat when American Roots returns.